This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اما بعد. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there's no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I testify that Isa, the son of Maryam, is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, whoever testifies that there is no God except Allah, and Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, and Isa, the son of Maryam, Jesus, the son of Mary, abduhu wa rasuluhu, the servant of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit them into the Jannah. Subhanallah, out of all prophets and messengers, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically adds that to the shahada. وَأَنَّ عِيسَى ابْنِ مَرْيَمْ عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Because that's our belief. Our belief is that Isa, Jesus, the son of Maryam, Mary, is the prophet and the messenger of Allah. And yes, he was born without a father. He was born with a mother and no father. And we all know the famous story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Kareem, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Maryam. Not only that Maryam, Mary, was chosen, but her family, she comes from a very respectful family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about her mother, and he speaks about her father. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحَ وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ آلَ عِمْرَانَ. The descendants and the progeny of Imran. Who's Imran? The father of Maryam, a righteous man. And he was the head of the scholars of Bani Israel. Bani Israel as what? Jews, Christians, Muslims. Muslims. They were all Muslims. We're talking about Bani Israel here as a race. Like how you have an Arab Muslim, Indian Muslim, and you have African Muslim, Israeli, Bani Israel. Okay, let's refer to the word better, Bani Israel, than the word Israeli. Bani Israel, Muslims. Bani Israel, the children of Israel, what? Muslims. Isa alayhi salam is from the children of Israel. Isa alayhi salam is from the children of Israel. And his mother, Maryam, she is from Al Imran. Al Imran are from the children of Israel. That's their race, but they were all Muslims. From La ilaha illallah. They were all the nation of La ilaha illallah. Not Jewish, not Christian, not any other faith. They were all Muslims. And Maryam's father was the head of the scholars of Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran Kareem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Maryam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Maryam alayhi salam in the Quran Kareem. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran Kareem, and Allah, and there's a surah, an entire surah in the Quran Kareem named after Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the story of Maryam and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose her to deliver and give birth to Isa alayhi salam from her as a mother and her father. It's a miracle. The norm is there's a man and a woman. There is father and mother, and there's a child. But just a mother and no spouse, yeah, it's a miracle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran Kareem. It is the great miracle that Allah Azza wa Jalla made mention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made happen. And that is that Maryam alayhi salam, she gave birth to a child without any interaction with a man. That's not the norm. And that's what makes it to be a miracle. What's a miracle? Something that's out of the norm. But that's not the only miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appear on the hands of prophets and messengers. There are great miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appear on the hands of prophets and messengers. That doesn't make him to be God or son of God or partner to God. They are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appear on the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greater miracles than just a miracle of a woman giving birth to a child without any interaction with a man. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on a journey of al-Isra wal Mi'raj. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. That's not the norm. No technology can bring up such a miracle. And obviously you've got the Quran al-Kareem, which is the greatest miracle coming out of an illiterate man who's never read or wrote. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's a miracle. And yes, it's something out of the norm. And that miracle only comes by the empowerment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. Just because a miracle appears on the hands of a creation, it doesn't make that creation beyond the creation. Muhammad is still a creation, and he's still the servant and the slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Isa alayhi salam is still a creation, and he is the servant and the slave of Allah. And every single prophet and messenger is the servant and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not go beyond the status of a creation. Where's their status? Their respect, their honor, their religious status, their position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're talking about prophets and messengers who have the highest status. Who have the highest status. So Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam, he was born from a mother and no father. And his mother did not interact with any man. That's the great miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made appear. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Maryam and blessed Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them to be, Maryam alayhi salam to be the noble, righteous woman, and Isa alayhi salam to be one of the greatest prophets. Not just a prophet, one of the greatest prophets. From the greatest of prophets. And subhanAllah, how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of Isa alayhi salam in the shahada. Even though the obligatory shahada is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. The third part is not part. It's not an obligatory part. But usually when we take shahada from Christians, we add that part just to reiterate it. But you don't have to. The primary testification, the primary shahada that you must take out of someone who wants to revert to Islam is Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. And even the scholars are even strict on it, where they say it's got to be two shahadat. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah or abduhu wa rasulullah. Some of the scholars say you can't say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulullah. No, it's got to be Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulullah. Because shahadatain, two witnesses or two testifications. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith he says, wa ashhadu anna Isa ibn Maryam abduhu wa rasuluh. Why did he say that? In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in the context of this hadith that whoever says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that is no God and deity except Allah, wa anna Muhammad, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah, and testify that Isa the son of Maryam is the slave and the messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah will admit them into the Jannah. Allah will admit them into the Jannah. Out of all prophets and messengers, only Isa, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in that. Because that's where the debate, obviously debate, we know where we stand, but that's where the debate. Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is a prophet and a messenger of Allah. He's the creation of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created every other creation. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمٍ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونْ. Look at this beautiful verse. The example of Isa, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, the example of Isa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very exact example of Adam alayhi salam. Allah created Adam out of dust, out of clay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said be, and he became. Allah created Isa the same thing. The difference is Allah created Isa from a mother and no father. Allah created Adam, no mother, no father. So which one is a bigger miracle? Isa had a mother. And Adam alayhi salam, no mother, no father. So what makes Adam then? If Isa alayhi salam, because he's born out of a mother and no father, it makes him to be to the level of a deity or God, then what makes Adam alayhi salam then? Adam should be more superior. Adam alayhi salam was created no mother, no father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that creates mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create however he wants, whenever he wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create a human being from a mother and no father, from a father Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create someone from a father and a mother. Allah can create someone from a mother and a father. Allah can create someone from no mother and no father. Allah can create whoever he wants. It's Allah's decree. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْءٍ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree that when he ordains something, he says kun, be, and it happens. And that's what the scholars refer to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا, Allah's word to Maryam. What's Allah's word? When Allah said to Isa alayhi salam, be, and he became. He became. So Isa alayhi salam is a prophet and a messenger. And anyone that denies the prophecy or denies that Isa alayhi salam was the messenger of Allah is a kafir. Takes him out of the fold of Islam. And anyone that ever exaggerates with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also a kafir. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that. Anyone that wants to turn the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be to the level of God or son of God or partner to God, that's kufr. We don't have that. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim, and the rest of the great prophets and messengers are all human beings, creation of Allah. And they came with powerful miracles. No human being can make those miracles. That's why they're miracles. Otherwise, they can't be called miracles. If they can't be contended or contested, then they're no longer considered to be miracles. They are miracles. But those miracles didn't come out of Muhammad, didn't come out of Isa, didn't come out of Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowered them. And Isa alayhi salam was born from a mother and a father. And he spoke when he was only a few days old. That's not the norm. It's not the norm that a baby speaks and speaks eloquently. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آتاني الكتاب وجعل النبي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me the book and he made my prophet messenger. Who speaks when they are two, three days old? That's impossible. Who made Isa speak? Not Maryam, not Isa, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that made Isa alayhi salam speak. But that speech is a miracle, but it doesn't make him to be beyond the creation. SubhanAllah, look at the balance of the aqidah of Islam. Very balanced. Common sense. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this deen as the fitrah. It is the fitrah. It is that natural instinct, it corresponds, it connects. It's harmonious with your fitrah, with what makes sense. Yes, these are great miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent prophets and messengers with, but it doesn't make him anything beyond mankind, human being, and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salam spoke, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. Look, you're adult these days with all the knowledge and experience can't even be that eloquent, let alone a two or three day old baby. These are very eloquent words. Your average adult these days will struggle to come up with words like that. What did Isa alayhi salam say when he was only a few days old? Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. SubhanAllah, look at the very first thing he started with. I'm the servant of Allah. When you say the servant of Allah, what does it mean? You block that I've got anything to do with being beyond a human being. You can't be the servant of God and God at the same time. You can't be the servant of God and God at the same time. You can't be the servant of God and you worship yourself at the same time. It just doesn't matter. It's either God and servant of God. They two. There's no connection here. The connection is, this is a servant that worships God. Inni Abdullah. Inni Abdullah. The very first thing that Jesus Isa alayhi salam said when he was only a few days old, I am the servant of Allah. Servant of Allah. That's it. Take anything out of your mind that I am anything beyond a human being. أتاني الكتاب, Allah granted me the book. وجعلني نبيا, and He made me a prophet. Subhanallah, but prophets only become prophets when they are in the age of adulthood. That's a aqidah. We don't have a prophet under the age of adulthood. So what's this thing that a three day old baby is saying that I am a prophet? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for the prophecy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing for the prophecy. He's not a prophet at that time. A baby is not a prophet. A child is not a prophet. But Allah prepares them for the prophecy. Inni Abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to be a prophet. Wa ja'alani mubaraka, and Allah made me a blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a blessing. Aynama kunt, wherever I go. The blessing of what? The prophecy. Isa alayhi salam is a blessed man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made miracles appear on his hands. Such miracles, healing the ill, restoring the sight of the blind, bringing the dead back alive. Allahu Akbar, these are powerful miracles. Who can do those things? No one but Allah and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers. And when Isa alayhi salam used to do that, he used to do that repeating to people, these are the powers of Allah. This is the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me. I'm powerless. As a human being, I am powerless. With a prophet and messenger, he is powerless unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowers them. These are the powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them. We're human beings. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكَ, he was a blessing. The prophecy is a blessing. SubhanAllah, can you imagine one of the prophets amongst us? Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful blessing. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنُمَا كُنْتُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me a blessing wherever I am. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon me to pray. Like, pray. If you're God, who are you praying to? If you are God, who are you praying to? He's praying to God. He's praying to God. So God prays to God. How does God pray to God? Who's God praying to? Alhamdulillah, he's not God. He's not the son of God. He is the servant of God. Like us, like him. As a prophet and a messenger, even when they're infallibles, they have to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. They have that responsibility. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon me that I pray. Pray. And what does prayer mean? What's salah? Salah is someone inferior asking someone superior. We are inferior to Allah. We are servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the superior one. The almighty superior one. So we worship Allah Azza wa Jal and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, and Allah ordered me to pay the zakah. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّ, as long as I live. God lives and doesn't die. And if God dies, then they're not God. You can't be God and you die. You can't. They just don't work. It's either you're God and you live forever and you never die, or you're not God, which means you live and you die. There's two. You can't have God and die. If God dies, that means he's a weak God, which means someone else took his life, and the one that took his life is more powerful than him. So we need to get to him. And the one above him, if he also dies, that means we need to get to the one above him. We have to get all the way to the end. Alhamdulillah, we don't have to get through that circle. We believe in the Almighty and the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only God. That's it. هو الأول والآخر. He's the first one and he's the last one. No beginning, no end. Because if he's got a beginning, someone began him. If he's got an end, someone ended him. So Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't have a beginning. Otherwise, someone else would have began him. And the one that began him is more powerful than him. And doesn't have an end. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's got an end, someone ended him. Which means more powerful than him. No. هو الأول والآخر. الحي الذي لا يموت. Allah is the first one with no beginning. And the last one with no end. The first one with no beginning. Last one with no end. The one that lives and never dies. Isa alayhi salam already set the record straight from the very beginning when he was only a few days old. Subhanallah. Look at the eloquence. And that's not the eloquence of any person. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had empowered Isa to say when he was a baby. Inni Abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya wa ja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt wa awsani bis-salati waz-zakati ma dumtu hayya. And he ordained upon me to pray and pay zakat as long as I live. Wa barran biwalidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiyya. And Allah ordered me that I'll take care of my mother. God doesn't have mother. God doesn't have father. He no begot or begotten. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. If he's got a father, then who made him exist? Who made the father exist? His father. And then who made the other father exist? The father of that father. And then what, you get to a never-ending cycle? وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon me that I take care of my mother. Who's his mother? Maryam, alayhi salam. Noble, righteous woman. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about her righteousness and her guaranteed spot in the paradise. And she never interacted with a man. Yes, she fell pregnant. Miracle. What's a hard about that? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, be and happened. As Allah created Adam with no father, no mother, Allah created Isa alayhi salam from a mother and no father. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make me to be a disobedient person. Prophets and messengers don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not make me to be a disobedient, mischievous person. جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Prophet and mischief don't connect, don't rhyme. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ. Peace be upon me. يَوْمَ وِلِدْ. The day that I was born. وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتْ. The day that I'll die. Die. Isa is gonna die. He's not dead yet. Isa is not dead. Isa is not dead. But he's gonna die. Isa alayhi salam was lifted and elevated to the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him back to this world. One of the prophecies and one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the return of Isa alayhi salam back to this world. And that's when he's gonna taste death. So where is he? He's in the heavens. What's he doing there? Inshallah we'll ask him when he comes, if we are around. What's he doing there? Allah's taking care of him. Don't get too far. Allah Azza wa Jalla will take care of him. What's that about that? We get caught up on the little things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of the fish in the deep ocean, the insects in the hole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of his prophet and messenger in the heavens. Allah will take care of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that creates however he wants, in any way, in any form he wants. But what we know, Isa is not dead and he was not crucified. We don't believe Isa was crucified. Isa alayhi salam was elevated. And Isa alayhi salam was elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Isa alayhi salam will come back. And you know where he lands? Damascus. East Damascus, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. And he said he'll come back. And he'll come back as he left a Muslim. He'll come back a Muslim. The only difference is this time on Shari'at Muhammad. Isa alayhi salam emerged in this world as a Muslim with his own Sharia and the sacred book of the Bible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. But when he returns, Isa alayhi salam returns as a prophet and returns as a messenger and returns, of course, on Islam, but this time on Shari'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Quran. What's the difference between the Quran and the Bible? There's no difference. They're both the words of Allah Azza wa Jal in principle. The Torah is the book of Allah. The Quran is the book of Allah. The Torah are the words of Allah. The Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference is the Torah is revealed to Isa alayhi salam and it's been distorted. The Quran is being revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it's never and will never ever be distorted. But both of them are the words of Allah azza wa jal. So all prophets and messengers come with one deen, one religion. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only religion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. They come with different books. And when Isa alayhi salam returns, he returns as a prophet and a messenger following Shari'at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Quran, which is the very same words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, but called the Bible. I'm not saying the very same exact verses, no, there are differences, but the same source, words of Allah, book of Allah, orders of Allah, same aqeedah, different sharia. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِ يَمَا وُلِدْ وَيَمَا أَمُوتْ. And the day that I die, Isa is not dead yet, he'll come back and die. The day of judgment will not emerge until Isa alayhi salam comes back, and he'll come back as a prophet and a messenger of Islam following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he'll die and he'll be buried. And there are weak narrations, some that say he'll be buried in Mecca, in Medina, in Jerusalem, Allahu alam. But he's going to come back and die. What we know 100% is coming back. We know 100% that he's going to come back and he's going to descend in eastern Damascus, and he'll lead a war against Antichrist, Dajjal. That's 100, and we know that he's going to die. There are different narrations that say he'll get married and he'll die in Mecca, he'll die in Medina next to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they're all weak narrations. Weak narrations. Okay? Isa alayhi salam. وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And the day that I'll be resurrected alive. That's where we all share. We're all going to be resurrected back alive. And we shall all stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is Isa alayhi salam, a great prophet and messenger in Islam. Him and his mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa in the Quran al-Kareem, and mentions Isa in the Quran al-Kareem, mentions Maryam in the Quran al-Kareem. It surprises me when you talk to a lot of Christians and you tell them that Jesus, the son of Mary, Maryam, is a prophet and messenger of Allah. Oh, do you guys believe in him? Of course we do. As much as you believe in him, we believe in him. The only difference is we don't believe he's son of God or anything near that level of deity or being God. No, he's a prophet and messenger, one of the greatest prophets and messengers. And anyone that disbelieves in Isa alayhi salam is a kafir, out of the folds of Islam. You can't. It's a complete iman here. And nor that we believe Isa alayhi salam has any deity in him, nor Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has that. They are both human beings. But we also believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest prophet and messenger of all. We can say that. We can say that openly. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is greater than Isa alayhi salam, greater than Ibrahim, greater than Musa. They're all great prophets and messengers, but in status, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam says, don't you ever exaggerate in me the way the Christian ever exaggerated in Isa. I'm a human being like everyone else. And Allah makes mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem. Allah continues to repeat about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abd, and subhanAllah, the word abd, what does abd mean? Servant. Servant, that's it. When you're a servant, it means you are answerable to someone above. That's what the word servant means. The word servant means you are answerable to someone above. You worship someone above. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Isa alayhi salam, inni abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the servant of Allah. And Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of him. He was never crucified. He was never crucified. Isa alayhi salam was never crucified. And Isa alayhi salam was never killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bar rafa'ahu ilayh. Allah elevated him. Elevated him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him. Took him to the heavens. Some people say, how is that possible? You are believing bigger things. What's so hard about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevating one of his servants in the heavens? What's so hard about that? What's so hard about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making Isa alayhi salam and his mother delivering birth to him with no interaction with a man? What's so hard about that? What's harder is that you believe of Adam alayhi salam, Allah created him with no mother, no father. That's hard. But that's not hard for us to believe, because Allah can do whatever he wants. If you want to compare the logic. And subhanAllah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran al-Kareem, just the synergy, the connection. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ. خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. The example of Isa to Allah is the example of Adam. Allah created Adam عليه السلام from clay, and Allah said be, he became. Same thing as Isa. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said become an embryo in the womb of Maryam, and that's it, he became. And you know, in that verse, even the scholars went in the depth of it, and they've realized that Adam alayhi salam is mentioned 27 times in the Quran al-Kareem, and Isa is mentioned 27 times in the Quran al-Kareem, or precisely around those numbers. The very exact number that Adam alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem is the very exact same number that Isa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Subhanallah, that's the depth, the miraculous side of the Quran al-Kareem. Just the Quran al-Kareem is something beyond. That's a miracle. Look, you want to talk about a miracle? That's a miracle that you have right in front of you. The Quran al-Kareem, these books. The Quran al-Kareem is a miracle right in front of you. No human being can even come up with something like the Quran al-Kareem, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the challenge more than 1,400 years ago. And alhamdulillah, we are proud followers and believers in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're also proud believers in Isa, the son of Maryam, alayhim as-salam. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a prophet, and we follow him. And we believe in Isa alayhi salam, and we believe in Musa, and we believe in Ibrahim, we believe in all the prophets and messengers. It's part of our aqidah that you must believe in all the prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be from amongst those who listen and hear. And act upon what they listen and hear. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.